the court's decision to block that order. He says it's overreach by the judge. President Trump also making it clear the wall on the Mexican border will still be built, even if the funding for it is not being requested in a funding bill that's needed this week to avert a government shutdown.
So in case anybody has any question, the wall's going to get built.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin confirming the Trump administration's tax reform plan to be unveiled later today will call for a 15% corporate tax rate and breaks for middle Americans, too. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The entire U.S. Senate will be heading to the White House today for an update on the North Korea nuclear threat. From top military and intelligence officials will be briefing all 100 senators. Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy says a guided missile destroyer fired a flare towards an Iranian Revolutionary Guard ship in the Persian Gulf this week. A Navy official says the USS Mahan took the action as the Iranian vessel ignored several warnings and kept sailing towards it. The Iranian ship did eventually change course. Back to that tax reform plan the White House is to detail today. Concerns have been raised on Capitol Hill how President Trump himself may benefit from that tax proposal.
Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen is calling on President Donald Trump to be transparent about how he will benefit personally from the corporate tax cuts he's proposing. Van Hollen is also joining Tax March Executive Committee member Delvon Michael in calling on the president to release his tax returns.
That's correspondent Sarah Jacobs, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free six-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
Chipotle now saying its payment processing system's been breached, but it is still trying to figure out what, if any, information the hackers responsible got. The quick service Mexican restaurant saying the company recently detected some unauthorized activity on its network that it believes occurred between March 24th and April 18th. Officials say they'll be contacting customers once they know more. Many Los Angeles residents are afraid that city could be on the brink of another riot. As we hear from Jason Campidonia.
A new poll released by Loyola Marymount University Tuesday says for the first time since the 1992 deadly riots, there's an uptick in the number of people who live in the city who fear that another civil disturbance is likely to happen soon. The university has been polling people every 5 years for the past two decades. Officials believe the elevation of fear is caused by several years of headlines, viral videos of police force and Black Lives Matter protests over police shootings of Black Americans.
Saying she might consider running for political office, reality TV star Caitlyn Jenner saying in an interview that aired last night that she, quotes, always been on the Republican side, but she's been disappointed with the GOP in the past several years. And the Call of Duty game is going back to its roots, the popular video game revealing its new edition today, and Activision Blizzard saying the latest installment of the popular war game is set during World War II, which is where the game began in 2003. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor with a small practice here in Flemington, New Jersey. And I bring Counselor's Chat to you every week with the purpose of providing some education in terms of mental health issues. Also, to remove the stigma. So often people are afraid, might be one statement, or they don't think they need therapy, or they say it's hogwash, stupid. So I'm here to remove those stigmas about counseling and therapy, and again, like I said, to promote some good mental health and also to educate people on what licensed professional counselors do. We are not social workers or psychologists, and we are definitely not psychiatrists, but we offer a lot of information in terms of providing therapy for people struggling with issues such as depression or anxiety, addiction, grief and loss, anger management, couples counseling, rehabilitation counseling, spiritual growth, art counseling, art therapy, music therapy. There's so many ways that counselors involve themselves working with people that are in distress. So today, I'm going to talk about stress in general, not just distress, but stress. April is the Stress Prevention Month, and as those of you who follow me know that one of the things that I'd like to do is pick out special topics that are applicable for the month, such as last week I talked about alcohol, as it's also April's Alcohol Awareness Month. But it is Stress Awareness Month also. So we all have stress. And actually, trying to live a completely stress-free life can actually be a little unhealthy. So some stress is needed. Stress can be positive. It can motivate us. It can provide us with the encouragement to set some goals for ourselves. It can help us to get out of problems. And so it's not necessarily a bad thing. However, we can also have too much stress, which I think is really part of the reason why we have this topic for today. Too much stress. There is actually a website. It's the American Institution of Stress, AIS, the American Institution of Stress, where you can go and find out, it's stress.org, effects of stress, how it affects the body, and also some ways of coping with stress. So I'm going to use some of their things, talk about some of the things that they have there. They have a whole list of common signs and symptoms of stress. And generally speaking, I think most of us know when we are stressed. At the same time, sometimes we can live under so much stress for such a long period of time that level of stress is the normal. It doesn't mean it's healthy. It's the norm. So if I have a lot of stress in my life and it's been going on for a long time, it's sort of, this is the way my life is. There are definite side effects and symptoms to too much stress. It can affect our body in ways that we may not have initially associated it with stress, but I think it's important to recognize that our body can actually react to stress or overstress. Generally speaking, it affects our whole nervous system. When we're stressed physically and or psychologically, our body can shift its energy resources to fight off the stress. It's known as the fight or flight response. What ends up happening is our adrenal glands tend to release more adrenaline and cortisol. These hormones can make the heart beat faster, raise the blood pressure, change the digestive process, boost the glucose levels in our bloodstream. Oftentimes, when the crisis passes, when we're not stressed anymore, our body can return to its usual healthy state of being. As I said, if we are living under constant stress, our adrenal glands are always producing adrenaline. It is the new normal. It affects our digestive system. It boosts our glucose levels. It increases our blood pressure. Well, what kind of effects does that have? Acute stress may mean that our cardiovascular system is compromised. Our heart rate is faster, our blood pressure is higher, our muscles are tense. We may then show symptoms of high blood pressure, which may cause inflamed coronary artery disease, heart attacks, stroke. We may not even recognize this is going on. However, we go to the doctor says we have high blood pressure, puts us on medication. We may need to also look at the level of stress in our life. It also affects our endocrine system, our adrenal glands. When our body is stressed, the brain sends those signals to the hypothalamus, produces that cortisol, it produces the adrenaline. These things can affect our liver. It can affect things like blood sugar, our weight. So we might gain weight. We may end up showing symptoms of diabetes. So stress can lead to these things. It can affect our respiratory system. So, you know, a lot of times people who are very stressed, they can hyperventilate or even have a panic attack. The interesting thing about a panic attack is that we are so stressed that what happens is we don't exhale. When we don't exhale, we're holding our breath. We don't exhale. We're not making room to inhale. And so now it feels like we can't breathe. So one of the important things, if you're noticing that you're having a panic attack, is exhale. Exhale so you can inhale. And it will help relieve the panic attack. The other thing that happens physically is that we can tense our muscles, grind our teeth. These things can cause migraine headaches, tension headaches, muscle strain. You know, oh gosh, you're a pain in my back, pain in my neck. Okay, that's what we say. Those statements are really about stress. And yes, we can get headaches, shoulder aches, back aches. Pain in our joints. Okay, so even our skeletal system can show conditions related to constant stress. And you know, that proverbial ulcer? Well, stress can affect our gastrointestinal system, our esophagus. One of the things that can happen when we're stressed, we may eat too much, drink too much, smoke too much. These things may cause heartburn or even reflux. And then, of course, our stomach, that butterflies in our stomach, that nausea, that pain. We can even get to the point where we vomit because of severe stress. And it can cause that ulcer. And because stress can affect our whole gastrointestinal system, it's not uncommon for people with high stress have problems with digestion, constipation, diarrhea. These are stress-related issues leading to things like Crohn's disease or irritable bowel syndrome. And then, believe it or not, stress can affect our reproductive system. For men, the added stress produces added cholesterol. that added cholesterol can actually impair testosterone production, sperm production, and cause impotence. And for women, stress can cause irregular menstrual cycles or more painful cycles, and it could also reduce the desire for having sex, limit the libido for both men and women. So, as you can see, just the physical aspects of stress can be great, making it important to really think about, are you stressed? Here are some other things that you may not recognize. Frequent headaches, grinding your teeth, tremors. In other words, I'm shaking. I'm so stressed, I'm shaking. That's the adrenaline. It's getting me to shake. Feeling butterflies in your stomach. Again, like I said, the neck pain, the back pain, muscle spasms. You know, sometimes we can have little tics. Our eyes are like, you know, a little tic in our eye. Like sometimes I know it happens to me. Like my eyelid or underneath my eye, I could feel it twitching a little bit. That's part of that is being tired, and part of that can be related to stress. Feeling lightheaded. Having ringing sounds or buzzing sounds in our ears. Frequently blushing or sweating. Or having cold hands and feet. Noticing that your mouth is dry. Having a hard time swallowing. Stress can cause things like frequent colds or infections. Hives, rashes, goosebumps. You may never have had issues with allergies, and all of a sudden you're noticing that you have allergies. Especially here, it's the spring. Allergies can be stress-related. And then, of course, the stomach pain, difficulty breathing, chest pains, palpitations. It may be that you can overreact to petty annoyances. Become more agitated, more moody, depressed, anxious, create nervous habits like tapping your fingers or, you know, we've seen people with their knees going, you know, 100 miles a minute, bouncing up and down. Sometimes stress can lead to problems with communication, withdrawing, feeling tired and weak, weight gain, weight loss, overuse of things like alcohol, getting involved in things like gambling or impulsive buying. As I said earlier, stress can be important, and we all need a little stress in our lives. But when we're finding that we have insomnia and nightmares and disturbed dreams, when we have difficulty racing, we mate with racing thoughts, when we have trouble concentrating, we find ourselves being forgetful, organized, and confused, when we have difficulty making decisions, all of these things can be symptoms of stress. And we live in a society where we are overstressed. There is even some possibility that stress affects our autoimmune system, causing some things like rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis. So stress can cause many physical consequences to it. So I am going to take a little break, commercial break, and I'm going to come back and start talking about ways to alleviate stress. I think so many of us know what stress looks like. We know what stress feels like. So I'm not going to get into that quite as much, but I did want to start off with that, as I usually do. But I really want to talk more about ways of coping with stress. So I'll be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Alton, your host for today's program.
Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Creamery wants to help you raise money for your local fire company. In honor of International Firefighter Day, Pambi's will be holding a two-week fundraiser beginning May 2nd. Pambi's will donate 25% of your purchase price to your designated fire company. Simply download the flyer from the Pambi's website and bring it to Pambi's, located on Route 31 just north of Payne Road. Pambi's will also donate 25% of your purchase of Pambi's products at ShopRite. They have flyers there too. Honor the men and women who would risk their life to save yours. Pambi's, purely delicious.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Oh, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about stress and stress management. Well, I haven't actually gotten to the stress management part so far, but definitely talking about stress and its side effects on our life, and the ways that it can affect us mentally, emotionally, and physically. And there are a lot of physical consequences. On the emotional end, it can be related to depression and anxiety, anger management, irritability, moodiness, lack of ability to concentrate, feeling overwhelmed, crying, angry outbursts, road rage. Okay, so the list can go on. But the good news is that we can learn to not necessarily prevent 100%, but cope with stress. So often, it's the way we look at things. So my belief system may actually play a role in my level of stress. Excuse me. So one of the things that I work with clients all the time is cognitive behavioral therapy or dialectic behavioral therapy, which is also related to cognitive, just a little different in that one offers a little bit more in terms of meditation, mindfulness, and learning how to tolerate stressful situations, being uncomfortable. One of the things that I learned at the feet of Albert Ellis, I was fortunate enough to take a course with him, is that we have belief systems, and Albert Ellis is sort of one of the founders of cognitive behavior therapy. But what he talked about is we have, he called them irrational belief systems, and that we have three basic belief systems that can affect us in negative ways. They can have negative consequences. So one of them is that everything has to be perfect, and it's not okay to make a mistake. If I live by that belief system, the consequence for me can be anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, anger, stress, related issues. Okay? Another belief system is everyone must like me, love me, and approve of me. That causes so much stress if I have that belief system, with another consequence of depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, lack of tolerance, lack of motivation. And the last one is everything in life must be easy, hold guarantees, and that life should be fair. And we live by that one a lot. Life should be fair. Well, the consequences to those belief systems is a lack of motivation, high levels of stress, again, depression, anxiety. Our belief systems can be changed, which is a good thing. And when we change our belief systems, that doesn't mean we don't have feelings. It doesn't mean there aren't some consequences. It just means they're not as intense. So if I believe that everything has to be perfect and I have to get it all done now, chances are I'm going to feel pretty stressed. So I can change my belief system that says something like, I could do one thing at a time. No matter what I'm doing, if it's work, school, my private life, life becomes easier when I focus on one thing at a time. We tend to pride ourselves in being able to be good multitaskers. Taskers. But the reality is that we actually work better doing one thing at a time. And even if I can't finish that one thing, I set some, okay, the next half hour I'm going to do this. And that's what I'm doing. Then the next half hour I'm going to do that. It makes life easier when we begin to focus on one thing at a time. We actually do a better job because we're more focused. And we can also say, you know what, it's okay if I am going to give myself a 10-minute break, a 5-minute break. One of the things to do is to keep a very short to-do list. I know me, my tendency is I have a tendency to create 75,000 things on my to-do list for today. One of the things that I've learned is if I get one thing done on my to-do list for today, that's good, even though I have 75,000 things on the list. So though I may have all those things, technically, it's short. And I don't put a time limit on it, because I know I can't get to all those things today. They are goals. My actual to-do list is to show up and do the next thing in front of me. Yes, I keep a schedule. I mean, like I said, I have a private practice. I have clients that come in throughout the day. I have my radio show scheduled. I have things in my life that are scheduled. I don't keep referring to my schedule other than either adding or taking away from it. It's just still one client at a time, one activity at a time, one thing at a time. Sometimes it's useful to write things down, but you might want to think of it as a leaky bucket list, because There's no way we're going to get everything done. And just think about that list as, it's just so I don't forget. It's just a way of reminding myself and freeing my mind up so I don't have to keep going over, oh yeah, I got to do this and that. What was that thing? Oh, I forgot. That causes stress. It's written down somewhere. One of the things about relieving stress is not to make a mountain out of a molehill. Put things into perspective. We don't need to create the extra drama or overthink a problem or create a problem trying to come up with a solution. Sometimes we may have to ask ourselves, how important is this really? Next week? How important is it in the next year? Is it really that important? Can I let it go? Is it really a crisis? Not really. It's a crisis when we have a belief system that says things should be perfect, or I can't stand it if it doesn't work out exactly the way I planned. It becomes the drama. But if I change the way I think about it, if I spend less time focusing on the molehill and more time actually taking action, I begin to shift things. So I can think about the problem and focus on the problem. Or I could say, there is the problem. Now what am I going to do about it? And start actually taking that action. When we take and begin to live a more action-filled life, we actually feel less pessimistic and more powerful. If I keep focusing on the mole, the big mountain, instead of the, you know, then I feel powerless. I use this analogy with my clients all the time. I have this to do, that to do. You don't understand. There's so much going on in my life. All this crisis. Well, yes, I'm not going to say there isn't. However, if I think of a mountain filled with trees and my job is to cut down the trees, oh my gosh, there's hundreds of thousands of trees on this mountain. I will never get to it. I am overwhelmed. I sit down. I lack motivation. I can't handle it. Or I ignore all the trees on the mountain and I just go to one tree and I cut down the one tree. And I cut down the next tree. And I cut down the next tree. Next thing you know, I've made a real dent. One tree at a time. One of the things that we have a tendency to do is guess. We think we're good mind readers. However, we're not. And it can cause a lot of misunderstanding, which can be stressful. So learning how to communicate and ask questions can be a really important tool for eliminating and or minimizing stress. It can help avoid unnecessary conflicts. Well, I thought you wanted, well, you never asked me. Well, I assumed that you... Well, you assumed wrong then, didn't you? Okay. So we have a belief system, and I'm going to use that word a lot, a belief system that says if I'm in a relationship with someone, they should know. Or my boss, okay, might say, well, you should know what I want. You should know, you should be able to, you know, read my mind and you should be able to get it done before I ask you. Really? I am not a mind reader. I need communication. Tell me what you need. If I can accomplish it, I will. However, it's important to be able to set good boundaries. It's very important. You know, I talk about boundaries and limits all the time. A boundary is how much I allow you to encroach on me, and my limit is how far I'm willing to go. I need to set clear boundaries. What does that mean? Well, it means I don't answer the phone after 8 o'clock at night, or I don't answer the phone before 8 o'clock in the morning. Then I say to myself, I am going to give myself a half an hour lunch break. Everyone else could sit and work at their desk, but I am going to eat and go for a 15-minute walk. Because these things are important to my mental health. One of the things for me is weekends. They're very important to me. I need my downtime. I tend to be, and so self-knowledge is useful, I tend to be more of an introvert. So if I have things planned Saturday and Sunday, I work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, things Saturday, things Sunday, I have no downtime. I need that downtime. So for me, a boundary is I need either Saturday or Sunday with just me time to do things that I want to do. Putter in my garden, do my laundry, sit and watch television, clean my house, whatever it is for me that I need to do. It's a boundary that I have. Now, boundaries are flexible, and there are times in my life where I do have things Saturday and I do have things Sunday. But generally speaking, I work at limiting that to one thing on a weekend. It's really important that you learn to set those clear boundaries and know your limits rather than push and push and push, because after a while, that stress can end up causing illness. It's really important to set those boundaries and start creating a sense of balance in your life. So even on your job, work for 50 minutes, take a 10-minute break. Work for 55 minutes, take a 5-minute break. Have a little snack, take a short walk. Learn some relaxation techniques, which I'll talk about a little bit more, a little bit later. Learn how to delegate. Well, you know what? You don't have to do everything all on your own and all by yourself. And you may think that you're the best housekeeper in your home, but you know what? It is learning how to tolerate sometimes. Maybe my husband doesn't vacuum as well as I do, but I'm going to delegate vacuuming, and I can tolerate not having the best vacuuming that week. One clue that I have that is a really important clue is the should. Things should. People should. I should. You should. Those are indications that we have belief systems that we may need to change and or eliminate. So if I think things should be a particular way and they're not that way, I may need to readjust my should and learn how to tolerate. I may not really love it, but see, that's the thing. I may not love it, but I can tolerate it. In the perfect world, I get up in the morning and my kitchen is perfectly clean. There is not a dish in the sink or a glass or a spoon, and my sink is sparkly clean. In the perfect world, I don't live in the perfect world. So there are times I get up and there is a dish in my sink. There are times I get up and Lady Cat, which is one of my cats, she has this tendency to poof fur. I don't know what else to say, how to say it. So there's clumps of cat fur sometimes just on my kitchen floor because, I don't know, she's a big furry cat. And you know what? I've tolerated it. It is. It is what it is. So changing the belief system, I may not like it, but I can tolerate it. I don't need it perfect. And there's a clue. I don't need it perfect. I might want it perfect, but I could tolerate it not being perfect. It's okay. Life happens. For people who know me, they would say, generally speaking, my house is clean and neat and organized. Generally speaking, is it perfect? No. I don't look for it being perfect. I am not willing to put myself in that stressful place. I'm willing to take it one day at a time, one thing at a time, accomplish what I can, let go of the rest, delegate when I need to. At times, even eliminate things. Little things that I used to think were so important. I'll give you an example. There was a time in my life, because I'm a cat lover, I've had two cats for years, not always the same cats, but two cats, and every morning I would vacuum my whole house before I work, vacuum my furniture, get my bed made, clean my kitchen. I'm married now, and I have a private practice, and life is different. I'm lucky if I get my house vacuumed every other week. And you know what? Do I like it that way? No. Can I tolerate it? Yes. Do I think about it? No. It's not worth my energy. I've eliminated that from my daily schedule. And it's okay. The world has not collapsed. My life has not ended. I have more energy for other things that are personal and professional that I would rather do rather than vacuum the sofa. Not that important. It adds stress when I think I should. I don't have to. I can tolerate it. Sometimes things that can help reduce stress is be 10 minutes early. Prepare the night before. Think about what you're going to wear the night before. Make your lunch the night before. Make the, you know, fill your kids' gym bags and backpacks and with homework and plan the night before. And keep things simple. You might want to have like a whiteboard where you can just write down things, sort of like a family center, appointments, something, a calendar where everybody has access to it. So that it's there. And a good habit, I'm going to call this a good habit, is when you're finished using something, put it back where it belongs. Because it's stressful when you use the stapler in the family room and you go to look for the stapler on your desk and it's not there, and then you're spending all that time looking for it and you're getting angry. Where did you do with the stapler? Did you see the stapler? Well, if everybody's in the habit of putting it back where it belongs, then it's always where it's where you need it. The scissors, the tape, okay, a hammer. These are simple little things, but it can actually help reduce stress. Work at not procrastinating. The I'll do it later actually adds stress to our lives, especially if they're little things. Such as, I don't know, I just had something to eat, but I'll put the dish in the dishwasher later. The dish is in your hand. Put it in the dishwasher at that moment. It reduces the stress. I'll take the recycling out later. I'll get this done later. When there's smaller tasks like that, do them when you think of them. Oftentimes, if we think we're going to do it when we have time, that time never comes, and we're creating stress. So I actually need to take another little break. There's so much to talk about with stress. I will be back in a few moments. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back in a few.
This is Toni Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling, and I am also nationally certified as a counselor. I have a practice here in Flemington, been in private practice for 17 years. I've been a counselor for over 30 years, and I am always open to new clients. I work with issues around anxiety, depression, grief and loss, couples counseling, Oh, my gosh. Addictions, addiction recovery, codependency, adult children of alcoholics, eating disorders, just life issues in general. Low self-esteem, no self-esteem, communication skills, many things. If you are interested in some counseling, please contact me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you're interested in finding out what I do on the web, you can find my webpage at altarolcounselor.net. That's altarol, A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L, counselor, O-R, .net. If you have a comment that you would like to make about the show, please, again, give me a call, 908-237-2899, if you have a suggestion for a topic. And you can follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. I would love to have you follow me. You can also see a history of the shows that I've done, which the dates of the little blurb that I put on would coordinate with the archives on 100inchamberradio.com, so you can then listen to that particular show topic by what's listed on Counselor's Chat. So I am talking about stress and stress reduction, using some cognitive behavioral therapy. It's important to ask for help, to talk to someone, and to slow down. You know, I started off with in some of the ways of coping with stress is just take it one day at a time. Take it one task at a time. Whatever you can do for today is what you can do for today. And then there's always tomorrow. In the perfect world, and I know I'm using myself as an example, in the perfect world, I would clean my house, change the sheets. And when I say clean the house, that's vacuum, dust, clean the bathrooms, wash the floor, change the sheets, do all the laundry all in one day. Oh, include washing the windowsills. There's no way. And, you know, when I was younger, I might be able to do that on occasion, but it's pretty rare. And I've learned to accept the fact that I do a little bit at a time. And I'm good with it. I can tolerate that. Things don't have to be perfect. And I can slow down and just take care of today. The other thing that I do want to talk about in terms of stress, make sure that you are eating well. 5 or 6 small meals a day, drinking enough fluids, getting restful sleep. Think about what you do to prepare for bedtime. You can do things like use aromatherapies to help you relax. Learn how to practice deep breathing. Exercise and go for a walk. You don't have to go to a gym. Take a yoga class. Wow. You can even find yoga online. Learn how to breathe and practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is such a powerful tool. It's something that I learned how to use for myself long before I even knew what mindfulness was. You see, I had constant chatter in my head of all the things that I should be doing, all the things that I wanted to do, all the things that were done to me by other people. On and on and on, nonstop. And I learned to shut it off by practicing mindfulness. Well, what does that look like? First, I have to recognize that my mind is at the races. And I'm going to tell it to stop. 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 And then I'm going to use my 5 senses. Sight, sound, smell, touch, and hear. okay, my five senses. So here I am, I don't know, doing a mundane activity. I am making myself coffee. I am thinking about anything and everything else other than coffee. I don't even recognize that my breathing is shallow. I'm going to tell myself to stop. What color is my mug? What color is my coffee pot? How does it feel when I pick it up? Do I smell coffee? What does it sound like when I pour it into the coffee cup? What does it smell like when I pour it into the coffee cup? What does it look like as I am pouring it into the coffee cup? Am I putting milk or half and half? What does it look like? How does it swirl around? Does the smell smell different? Can I feel the warmth of the cup? Do I notice if the pot is now lighter? Can I hear myself putting the pot back down on the burner? This is the old-fashioned drip coffee cup, not a Keurig, obviously. But the thing is, oh, yeah, you know what, in that Keurig, as a matter of fact, you know, I'd like to get one of those for my office. I've just left mindfulness. I've gone somewhere else. I need to tell myself to stop and bring it back to what I'm doing in the present moment. And I know sometimes, it's been my experience, that one of the things I needed to do is actually talk out loud because my thoughts were so loud. There are many things to de-stress. Go online, do a little research, and put some things into practice, and let some things go. How important is it really? And listen to yourself. If you're feeling drained, irritable, or grumpy, if you're isolating, if your body's saying headache, stomach pain, listen. And learn how to de-stress. So I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. There's so much more about stress. Again, please go online and do a little research for yourself. And there's no reason for us to live such stressful lives. We can take it one day at a time. So this is Ruth Altamura Roll again, your host for Counselor's Chat. And I hope to see you back next week. Have a good week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The weather for today, it is currently 61 degrees. Humidity level is at 84%. This afternoon, we can expect a patchy drizzle with isolated showers. And then tonight, we will have some patchy fog. It will be low around 51. Thursday, there will be areas of fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 75. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And Friday night, a slight chance of rain. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and Sunday also. A chance of showers and thunderstorms, but partly sunny with a high near 69.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is why we have courts, to halt the overreach
of a president and attorney general.
That's how the San Francisco city attorney looks at things after a judge halts an executive order from President Trump that threatened to block federal funding to cities that don't fully cooperate with federal immigration authorities. But now President Trump takes to Twitter this morning, railing against the court's decision to block that order. He says it's overreach by the judge. President Trump also making it clear the wall on the Mexican border will still be built, even if the funding for it is not being requested in a funding bill that's needed this week to avert a government shutdown.
So in case anybody has any question, the wall's going to get built.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin confirming the Trump administration's tax reform plan to be unveiled later today will call for a 15-